This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Fighting continues in Ukraine despite a large prisoner swap on Thursday. AP correspondent Karen Chama has the story.
Russian and Ukrainian forces exchanged missile and artillery fire that killed several people in the east of Ukraine. Neither side was ready to concede any ground, even though Moscow has seen military setbacks in recent days. Russian missile strikes in the southern city of Zaporizhia killed at least one person. Meanwhile, authorities in the separatist-controlled city of Donetsk said Ukrainian shelling killed several people after artillery hit a covered market and a passenger minibus. Speaking on Russian TV, a local Donetsk resident accused the Ukrainian nationalist movement of striking the area. These are Bandera supporters. Dear Vladimir Putin, squeeze them out of here from Donbass. I'm Karen Chamas.
Pro-Moscow authorities in Ukraine's Russian-controlled regions are preparing to hold referendums starting Friday on becoming part of Russia, which could then allow Moscow to escalate the war in defense of the annexed territory. The votes are planned in Luhansk, Kherson, Zaporizhia, and Donetsk regions, although Ukraine and its Western allies have called them sham referendums and have no plans to recognize the outcome as legitimate. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken announced Thursday the United States has allocated more than $170 million in additional humanitarian assistance for ethnic Rohingyas living out both inside and outside of Myanmar. Blinken said the latest package includes more than $93 million administered through the State Department and more than $77 million through the U.S. Agency for International Development. More on that story and all the stories we're covering at our website.